Brock and Molly stared at the reinforced metal door. Molly took a deep breath. Brock, it's a door. Brock tapped the door with his wrench. With demons or hell's knows what else behind it. His voice rose half an octave over the course of just one sentence. Brock had piled boxes up against it after his minor freakout, and they showed telltale signs of having been disturbed, his handprints in the dust, and a slight haphazardness to the stacking. Well, I don't know what's behind it, but there are a fuck ton of boxes in front of it. She looked over at him. That's a lot of boxes for a boogeyman to get through. She thought about it a moment more. He'd likely get a hernia, I'm thinking. Brock detected a hint of irony in her voice. He looked sideways at her.
Don't be shitting me, girl. This demon, this is for reals, and I don't want no ancestors up in my face when I'm working down here.
His face had paled, and Molly had to stifle a rising laugh. Molly couldn't help but feel that this was akin to a youngster being afraid of what was under its bed. A grown man, trained in the arts of science and engineering, one motherfucking badass with a spanner or a soldering iron, but with one big-ass fear of what might be behind an average creepy-looking door that he couldn't open. At some point over the last week, he had also set up an array of temporary lights that had helped him feel more comfortable when he had had to be down there alone. Molly studied the dusty boxes as if they were a three-dimensional logic puzzle. Her brain ticked away as Brock waited in anticipation of her verdict. She had arrived back at the base hours ago, but having declared that she needed rack time before dealing with whatever motherfucking drama is going on in the basement, he had let her sleep, caffeinate, and then inquire as to what the problem was. Joel had agreed. He had made the right call in waiting. Now, effectively the next day, she had agreed to haul her lady boss ass, as he called it, down to the basement to assess said drama. Molly exhaled again. There was no easy way to do this.
Okay, help me, she told him, stepping up and tugging at one of the middle boxes. Girlfriend, you are signing our death warrant if my Grindel senses are right.
Brock attempted to sound playful, but anxiety still laced his voice.
The hell is a Grindel?
She asked, hands still on the first box. Brock stopped a moment, scratching his head with his wrench.
They're kinda small and have 10 legs around a central body. I read about them one time. They sit inside a small hole they build, and then when they sense something above them, they come out and attack. Wrap them up and eat them.
Sounds like an old spider from my Hollow documentaries, she mumbled. Molly shifted one of the middle boxes slightly, but found they were too damned heavy to move as one stack. Brock moved in to lift the top one down.
If we have ancestors and demon shit coming after us, it's on you.
He eyed her knowingly, like a witch doctor who had seen the future. He carried the first box over to a space in the center of the workshop, as he had done only a matter of days ago. Paige and Joel emerged from the stairwell, catching some of the conversation. Paige remained motionless, an observer of the unfolding events. Joel pitched in with lifting the boxes.
What do you mean, demons? He asked, curious as to what he'd missed. I didn't think Miss Molly believed in ghosts and ghouls and all that kind of thing.
He caught her eye and made a face at her as he turned with a box. She returned to the stack to pick up another one, and catching the look he gave her, rolled her eyes back at him. Brock dropped a box out of the way.
No, I'm talking about those dimensional traveling bastards. I get a feeling that I'm being watched around that door, and I just know there is something up with that shit.
Brock stopped and leaned to the left. He balanced on one leg and shook the other, then resumed walking. Joel opened his mouth to give Brock shit, but Paige piped up, interrupting him.
Yeah, that could be true, she agreed.
Everyone stopped what they were doing and all turned to look at her. Molly looked like she wanted to beat a hole in the wall if Paige was about to add to Brock's delusion.
What are you talking about?
She asked in her most practical, even-keeled voice.
Demons, Paige answered just as seriously. Dimensional etheric mediums of the next sector, she answered as she pointed towards the door.